This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about the Loire Valley and the beautiful Chateau country of France. We're joined by Patrick Vidal from the northwest of France and Virginie from the southeast of France.
The court was mobile. You know, the word in French for furniture is meuble, which means mobile. Mm-hmm. And it meant that when the king was coming, well, some people were coming before. And I've read on some accounts, they thought about 10,000 horses were needed to bring all of the food, all of the people from Paris to stay at Chambord, to bring all of the furniture, all of those wood trunks,
these are
and so on.
Like royal roadies that go ahead on some sort of a big tour, and they set it up for the king, and they hang the tapestries,
to
and
keep
they
the
put
place
up the
warm.
Chests, and they open up the folding chairs, and then overnight, voila, you've got the royal court there.
Tapestries. Why are tapestries so important in the medieval time and beginning of Renaissance? Why are they so important? Because of that. Because they're easy to carry around. Because they go on wall and they do insulation. Because they can separate rooms and keep warm in one side of the room and cold on the other side. Because they can decorate outside as well in the courtyard if you want to. And they're easy to roll and take over to the next chateau.
And they tell stories that the king
wants
people to...
And it's a statue symbol as well. I mean, the richest and the more important.
So these stories and the tapestries make the king feel good.
Absolutely.
Because all of his guests are going to see
yes.
how great he is and how he's associated with all the gods.
And keeping Chambord warm, they have almost a chimney in every room. So we talk about over 400 rooms, maybe not that many chimneys, but it was high comfort for the time. They had latrines almost everywhere, which at the time is not, you know, something that you have a lot.
Also, there's the dogs in Cheverny. You've got this wonderful hunting culture, don't you, from the aristocracy.
The chateau is owned by the same family since the building of the chateau in the 1600s. That's the same family running the chateau.
And I understand it survived the revolution because he was sort of had a heart for the working people and they didn't burn his place down.
This is a very common story. I mean, we don't think very often about that, about the French Revolution. We think about that, about the people, the farmers, things like that. It's not the case. It's an urban revolution. It's middle-class revolution. So that's another subject.
But
the result of that for our chateaus is that the common story is the owner of the chateau are taken to jail in the local town, and the local people, the local farmers, go to the jail, get them out of jail, and put them back in their chateau. Because those people were living with the farmers, were living with the
everyday
people.
Yeah, they were the fabric of the society. They held it together.
Exactly.
And the people recognized
the people
that.
In Versailles and all over the place, they were completely disconnected. There was no connection with the little people. Those guys living on the land, they knew where their life was coming from. So they had no choice. The link was already done.